Hi, Joe. How was your trip to China?
Absolutely brilliant. I had a wonderful time.
In what way?
As you can imagine, I was on the move over the Chinese New Year in 2008 and managed to get around quite a bit.
Did you get to Shanghai?
Yeah, and while I was there, I traveled on the new maglev train.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that new magnetic train in China. What was it like?
It was like no other kind of train on tracks. In fact, it was a flight.
A flight? What do you mean?
We lifted off early in the morning of the year of the horse and landed at the airport 8 minutes later. But we never left the ground.
A flight in a train? Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yes, my flight was aboard Shanghai's brand new maglev magnetic levitation train, the world's fastest, most futuristic passenger line. The train runs from the city center to Pudong Airport across the river from Shanghai.
What airport?
Pudong. P-U-D-O-N-G.
So what else is special about this flying train?
Well, the train rockets to 300 kilometers per hour in 2 minutes flat. Overhead, like a giant scoreboard, an LED blinks out our record-breaking progress till we top 430 kilometers per hour.
That's faster than our local train.
Actually, the maglev is faster than any speeding locomotive precisely because it's as much like a plane as any railroad we've known.
But why do you say it was a flight? Surely the train didn't have any wings.
No, nor wheels or engine either.
So how does it work?
With magnets. First, powerful magnets lift the entire train about 10 millimeters above the special track called a guideway. This directs the passage of the train. Other magnets provide the drive and braking, and the speeds up to 500 kilometers an hour in test runs.
Is there a need for such speed?
Certainly not on such a short sprint, barely 30 kilometers from the subway in Pudong to the airport.
And where might this new train take us?
Athens to Thessaloniki in a flash at hyperspeeds.
What are the disadvantages?
None yet. The maglev is pollution-free, with no exhaust and almost no noise, so I can't see anything wrong with it.